Time for children's story. Come on, little kids. We could have all the children up here. All right, here we go. Happy Sabbath. That was a good one. I almost ran over a little kid on Sabbath. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear precious and loving God, our Father, we just want to say thank you for the opportunity to come to your house, Lord. Thank you again for health and strength. Thank you for the weather being beautiful outside. Bless us with this brief story. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. There was a young man by the name of Abdul. Can you say Abdul? Abdul. Now, Abdul grew up in a different country. And when he was a young man, he never learned about God. He never learned about God, ever. And so he grew up believing, guess what? That God did not exist. He thought that there was no God. Well, he wound up growing up, and he became a barber. Who in here knows what a barber is? Raise your hand. Do you know what a barber is? What is a barber? Somebody raise their hand and tell me what a barber is.
A barber is someone who cuts your hair.
All right, a barber is somebody who cuts your hair. And the older you get, you don't have that problem. But a barber is someone who cuts your hair. And well, Abdul had a friend, and his name was Elijah. Can you say Elijah?
Elijah.
One day, Elijah decided to go get his hair cut. Now, Elijah believed in God. And Elijah went to the barbershop and he saw his friend Abdul and he said, "Hey, Abdul, how are you doing?" And he said, "Elijah, my friend, are you here for a haircut?" And Elijah said, "That's why I'm here. That's why I come to see you." And so he said, "Go ahead and have a sit down and I'll cut your hair." And so as Elijah is sitting there, Elijah starts listening to Abdul say how he talk about how God doesn't exist. Now, Elijah is a Christian. He grew up going to church, and he knows and believes that God exists. But as Abdul began to talk about how God doesn't exist, Elijah asked him, he says, "Why do you say God doesn't exist?" And Abdul said, "It's because if God exists, why does so many bad things happen? Why are there earthquakes? And why do people get hurt? And why do people die? Why do people get sick? Why does all this stuff happen?" And he went on and on. And Elijah, he didn't say anything. He sat there very quiet because he didn't know what to say. And so Abdul went on and on and on and on. And he finished cutting Elijah's hair, and he says, "All right, Elijah, my friend, you're all done." He says, "I'll see you in a few weeks, yes?" And Elijah, he nodded his head. He said, "Yes." And he walked outside, and Elijah felt very bad because he did not know what to say to Abdul to help him because he knew that God was real. He believed God was real. Well, he was going to get into his car when he looked across the street. And he saw a man with long hair. Looked like Brother William's hair. He saw a man with some long hair. And he had a scruffy, thick beard. And all of a sudden, his face lit up. And Elijah ran back into the barbershop where Abdul was. And he opened the door and he said, "Abdul, my friend, you said God doesn't exist, right?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Look across the street." And he said, "You see that man over there?" He said, "Yes." And then you know what Abdul told him? He said, "Barbers don't exist." Elijah said, "Barbers don't exist," to Abdul. And Abdul said, "What do you mean? I'm a barber. I'm standing right in front of you." He said, No. "Barbers don't exist." And he says, "What do you mean barbers don't exist? I'm standing here in front of you." And Elijah said, "If barbers existed," he said, "that man over there would have his hair cut and trimmed." He said, "How come his hair's not cut?" And you know what? Abdul told him, he says, it's not my fault that that man has long hair and a scruffy beard. He says, if he would come to me, I would cut his hair. And you know what happened? Abdul stopped. And Elijah said, many people think that God don't exist, but if they just come to God, he would prove that he exists. And Abdul learned a lesson that day. And it was from that day that he began to learn about God. And he eventually came to God. And he gave his life to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Lord, it's not your fault that all this pain and suffering and hurt is in the world. For Lord, if we just come to you, Lord, you will make everything better. And in due season, Lord, I ask that everyone here, especially these little ones, Lord, will never let go of you, will never fall into the trap that there is no God, but that they would always keep in their heart the life-throbbing hope that you exist and you love them and you made a way of escape from this world for them. Lord, thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, back to your seats, you guys.